Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Pesachim 91, talking about the individual versus the group. The Mishnah says, we do not slaughter the Pesach offering for a single individual. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi permits a slaughter for even one person alone, so long as he is fit to partake of it. For a slaughter of this Pesach depends not upon numbers, but upon ability to partake. Thus, even a group of 100 people, if they are unable to consume an olive's volume of meat, we do not slaughter the offering for them. And we do not form a group composed of women, slaves, and minors for slaughter of the Pesach. But the key idea to focus in on is that we do not do it for the single individual, but rather it would be for a group. And that's an interesting idea to take to our own life. Sometimes we see that there's a lone individual, we see there's a lone person away from the fray, but that's not the norm. We're supposed to go achrei l'rab l'hatos, we're supposed to follow the majority, go after the majority, especially with sages, especially with the chachamim, the wise ones before us, how we should go about. We should make sure to conform to our community around us, our Judaic, Jewish, Orthodox culture around us, making sure to attend and be involved in different things, and not to stand out too much as an individual. Of course, we've talked about this before, but always bears repeating. Make sure to be involved with the community, to be involved in the shul, to be involved in different aspects of the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash. What can you do to help? What can you do to be participating? What can you do to be partaking, to helping out, to really standing up and contribute to your community and to your shul around you? Just as the Mishnah talks about, you can't slaughter for one person, so too we can't focus on just the actions of one person aside or apart or aside from the group, aside from the community, but how his ability came to help and enhance community, to be participating in the community and being involved in the community to help them out in their days. And so should we in our own days as well. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 92 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.